I'm Shalina Tobin, aka Posh Nosh Gal, and today I'm joined by the wonderful Kim Woodward. Kim's career started at the stunningly beautiful Big Cedar Lodge in Missouri in the United States, where she was just 18. After returning to the UK and having completed stints at several Gordon Ramsay restaurants, she shot to culinary fame in 2015 by becoming the first ever female head chef at the famous Savoy Grill. Now, as well as being a regular on our TV screens, she is executive chef at 100 Wardour Street and continues to challenge the boundaries of sustainable, high-quality cuisine. Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, such challenging times. How are you dealing with it?
Well, I mean, these are definitely challenging times, I think, for everyone in the industry. I'm trying to just cope with it the best I can, staying busy as much as I can, eating healthy, which is a really good thing.
Brilliant.
Going for regular walks and runs, you know, really pushing myself just to stay positive, because at the end of it, we are going to come out back in the industry, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, once restaurants are open up again, I mean, what kind of changes do you feel that 100 Wardour Street will go through?
Well, Wardour Street's a very big venue. So for us, that's a good thing, because normally we'd do 200 to 300 customers. So social distancing is a key factor for everyone out there. And I think it's important that we can do the social distancing in such a big venue. And we need to encourage people to actually go out and go to the restaurants. Encourage that, because everyone used to go to the restaurants. I'm excited to get back to restaurants. It's just, we need to make sure that social distancing's there. You know, it's a good thing. You know, we're doing the right thing. Health and safety guidelines, you know, these are very important things for people to not be afraid to go back out and eat.
Yeah, absolutely. And did you think about opening up your kitchens for home deliveries, as other restaurants are doing?
We've done some from other restaurants in the D&D company. Right. We've opened up and done Help for Heroes, you know, the takeaway for NHS. We've done a lot of that. So that's been obviously a big part of what some of the people in the D&D company have been doing.
Right. So. Okay. And I mean, speaking about 100 Wardour, I mean, it's a bar, it's a club and a restaurant. How do you work around the variety of your menus?
So we have a lounge, which is the lounge and the bar. Very casual dining. Bar snacks are a big thing, obviously, for the drink and the cocktails. And then we have the club, which is more of the restaurant, where we have the live music, which is a key factor for going out. You've got great atmosphere, and then the food comes with it. So they're very different style menus. Absolutely.
And what is the ethos behind your cooking style?
So, I mean, I love any type of cooking. I love fresh ingredients. I love seasonality. And for me, it's all about the sustainable ingredients. Yeah. You know, I love to know where all the products come from. I love to know where my beef comes from, where my vegetables come from. This is massive to write on the menu and to explain to customers that I'm a passionate chef about food, always have been, in 20 years of my cooking. And it's important to really put that out there on menus. You know, for me, it's just important. You know, people should know what they're eating, where it's from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And where does your inspiration come from?
Oh, wow. I've been chefing for 20 years. So, I mean, over my time, it's inspiration about what I love best. You know, I grow to love more foods the longer I am as a chef. You know, there's one time I never used to love asparagus. Now I love asparagus. It's about using the best ingredients in season, and then what can I do with them? Mm-hmm. That's how I develop my menus. I mean, I'm all about, you know, like Herdwick lamb, amazing English asparagus, mm-hmm. you know, Kent strawberries, which are around now. These are things which really drive my passion as a chef. So creating a menu is all about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're really well known for your vegan and vegetarian dishes at 100 Wardour. I mean, should we expect more of that to come in the future?
I think it's important. Vegan is a big part of, you know, London today. Yeah. A lot of chefs have been including nearly 20% of the menu of vegan aspects, starters, mains, desserts. It's important to really include that, because it's where London has actually been going since last year. It's become more and more apparent that, you know, vegan, gluten-free. These are important key factors in, for me, designing a menu. Yes, I will be always doing these things on the menu. I think it's important to make sure you have offerings for everybody.
Yeah. And is your signature dish, is it a vegan dish?
I wouldn't say I had a signature dish, but probably not vegan.
Okay. And so what is the most popular dish at 100 Wardour?
Wow. I mean, in the restaurant, which is the club, we do a lot of the sharing dishes. And that's great for, obviously, the family style, sharing for two. The steaks are a big part, the tomahawk, you know, the Chateaubriand. We do a lobster seafood linguine. There's so many different options, which everyone goes out to eat. Great steak, you know, fresh seafood. These are all things which I think are, you know, definitely keepers on the menu.
Yeah. And 100 Wardour is a completely different restaurant altogether to Savoy Grill, where one is fine dining and the other is more flexible and casual. Which style would you say brings the best out in you?
Oh, wow. I enjoy both styles of cooking. I mean, the fine dining I love because you spend time on the plate, the ingredients, a bit more detail. The casual is about finding the best ingredients and what can you do with them. Obviously, I enjoy both. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't really say I love one or the other. I do enjoy both. If I had a restaurant, I'd have a fine dining side. I'd have a casual side as well. People like the casual style of dining, and also people like the finer dining. I like to go out and eat fine dining. I like to eat out more casual as well.
Well, speaking of your own restaurant, have you ever thought about it?
It always comes up in my mind. Would I like to? Yes, I would. When is the right time? You never know. Yeah. I mean, maybe in the future, you know?
Well, you've got so much time to think about it. So you never know. You could be inspired to go in there and just start up on your own.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's been, 2 months now of lockdown, staying in. We're finally getting out a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's lots of positive things to stay, you know, look forward to in the restaurants. You know, we're hoping for July, you know, reopening restaurants. These are really positive things which we can now put in our mindset to get ready for.
Yeah, yeah. And you were the first female head chef at the Savoy. How did that feel?
Wow. That's a massive moment for me in my career. I mean, being the first female head chef, wow, female as well. I mean, it's amazing. You know, I'm very proud of that moment. That is a really big part of my career, which I can say I'm proud of. But, you know, to be at the Savoy Grill, you know, never been done before, 126 year history. Yeah. This is, you know, amazing. I really... When it happened, we couldn't actually believe it was actually true. We had to really look at the archives and, you know, like, wow, this was a massive moment for me. And I'm very proud of that.
Oh, I bet you are. And yeah, I mean, it's such a male-dominated industry. How was it as a woman working your way to the top?
Oh, so it's always going to be a male-dominated, you know, industry. But there are some amazing female chefs out there. And climbing your way to the top is always about showing dedication, passion, drive. You know, I've got all that in me. I know that after being hungry, I want more out of life. I want to be better than what I am. And it's, you know, about showing those things through my career, which has led me to where I am today. So, you know, I'm very thankful for me being passionate. I love food. I love making menus. I love driving teams. This is a big part of where I am today, so yeah. It's been a massive, you know, part.
And what advice would you give to a young female aspiring chef?
Get out. No, I mean, there's some amazing females which are young, bright, ambitious. You know, you've really got to know, is this what you want to do for the rest of your career? Because you've got to go for it. You can't really just sit around going, do I want to be a chef? You know, is this the right industry? You've got to know. I know that I love being a chef. I'm 20 years in already, and I know I'm going to probably be chefing for the rest of my life. That's the kind of attitude you got to go in with it. And anyone that does want to be a chef, then just go for it. There's nothing stopping you. It's creative. It's ambitious. It's, you know, I love being in the kitchen where everyone's shouting and, you know, service is there. that's the element that you need to be born into.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you were with Gordon Ramsay for many years. What's the best advice that he ever gave you?
Wow, just keep going. No, he was a great inspirational guy, you know, a very highly driven, you know, passionate man. And, you know, he always said to me, keep going, you know, and that's all I ever did. You know, I worked with him for 9.5 years, nearly 10. And it is about being, you know, you've got to see the future. You've got to always look forward, never look back. You know, you can't always go back. So why look at that? It's about going forward. And even like in today, you know, we need to look forward to the future, getting the restaurants back open. That's a massive thing.
Yeah. And what was your, oh my God, I really want to be a chef moment?
Well, I think I was 16 actually. And I went, I don't know, I think I must have read an article, you know, when you're at college and you go, you know, what do you want to be in your future? I want to be a photographer. But I actually changed my mind and went, this sounds good. I love being on my feet. I hate being bored. So, I mean, I've not been bored at all. It's, you know, very ambitious. So I think probably back when I was 16, I just went, that's it. There's something that I read that said, I have to be a chef.
Yeah. Well, my next question was going to be, if not a chef, what would you have been? But is it a photographer?
It probably would have been. I mean, my passion for pictures, whether it's food or anything, I love that, you know, artistic eye. You know, I love seeing, you know, a picture in a frame, and it really tells a story for me. Yeah. So, yeah, I do like taking a lot of pictures. Not very professional, but, you know, it probably would have been my second choice, probably.
Yeah, well, you've probably got a lot of time to do a lot of pictures now, to take them.
I'm always taking pictures of my food. I'm cooking every day.
No, it's brilliant. You're like your own photographer. It's fab.
Yeah, got to get the right shot of the dish, you know, the angle.
Yeah. You know. Do you use your iPhone or do you use a proper SLR?
No, I use my iPhone mostly when I'm cooking because it's very, you know, I'm cooking, quick take the picture, and then, you know, I want to post it, you know, so I'm always posting on Instagram anyway.
Post it before eat it?
Yes.
Really?
Halfway through normally, yeah. I mean, in the moment, you know, it's quite live. If I'm cooking a barbecue outside, you know, which I've been doing a lot in this great weather. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you're cooking, you're boomeranging, you know, it's just something to, again, keep me busy. But it's also, you know, I'm always about food. Food. I'm cooking, I'm baking, keeping up my pastry skills, you know. These are things I wouldn't normally do. But again, a bit of time on your hands, it's amazing what you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. And how has your cooking style evolved over your career?
Oh, it's changed a lot. I mean, definitely way I think, you know, ingredients, less is more. It's about quality. You know, definitely. I mean, back probably, say, 15 years ago, I wouldn't be thinking what I am now. But now I'm obviously thinking, you know, even at 100 Water Street, it's about the quality of the fish, of the meat. It's about the dessert. Does it need more? No, it doesn't. You know, it's about really showcasing individual ingredients. Mm. And that's what I feel is a big part of my cooking, you know, definitely with less is more, really outstanding ingredients. Where are they from? These are the things which I think.
And we touched on sustainability earlier on. I mean, we know it's very important to you. Can you give us some examples of your approach in that area?
So when I'm designing a menu, I'm looking at obviously the fish, the meat. I love to actually call my suppliers, which I have great relationships with. And I say to him, like, where's the meat from? You know, is it Herdwick? Is it, you know, Angus beef? It's like, where is it actually from? Sussex. You know, I use great meat suppliers. The quality is there, and I want to showcase that on menus. I want to say it's grass-fed. I want to say it's dry-aged. You know, I always look at my vegetables. You know, vegetables can be the best quality. They can be, and for me, it's, you know, asparagus. It's in season for a very short time, like now, and it's a shame it's not on the menus in all the restaurants. You know, you got strawberries coming through. Kent are highly recommendable, you know, which I tried some from one of my suppliers. They sent me, and absolutely, it's a shame the restaurants aren't open so people can actually try them. You know, it's such a shame. I mean, I love finding, you know, the fish, where's it from, which part of the coast, you know, tuna, is it bluefin? You know, it's like, these are the things which you want to know so you can talk about it. that's what the restaurants are all about, talking about food.
Yeah, absolutely. So just moving on, you were a semi-finalist on MasterChef The Professionals. Did you enjoy that experience?
I'd say looking back, now that was 2011, so about 9 years ago. It was a good experience, probably back then in my age. But I'd say it was for more for younger, the younger generation to kind of take part in these competitions. Now I look back, would I do it again? No. But I think, you know, for people who want to do the MasterChef, want to do the competitions, want to keep trying themselves. For me, it's a competition. So it's about you want to win, always want to win. Did I win? No. But it's about taking part. And I think that's a really big thing to make sure if anyone looking out for any competitions, you've got to get involved. There's no point just saying, yeah, I want to do it, but then you don't do it. At least I did it and I took part. And I'm happy and proud of that moment. You know, semi-finalists, didn't make any further, but you know what? I got to go cook at Glen Eagles. I mean, amazing experience. I never probably would have gone up to Scotland and cooked, you know, up there. So I've had, you know, great opportunity, you know, through that, you know, great experiences. You learn a lot. You get to see competition in, out there as well.
And I mean, it must have been such a high pressurized environment. All eyes are on you. All cameras are on you. But even, you know, when you compare that now to being in a kitchen environment, it's such high pressure. What do you do to relax from that sort of environment?
Well, I don't really relax. I mean, this is the point. I mean, you know, when you're in a kitchen, it's always go, go, go. My life is very fast paced, living in London, you know, to actually calm down and be, you know, stress free. Well, 2 months of not being in a restaurant has actually been a lot of, you know, good time for me
right.
to you know, get rid of all the stress, recharge the batteries, which I think is amazing for everyone who's had this time off, you know. So, I mean, I like to go out and eat restaurants, you know, that's my relaxed time. Go out and eat and have a nice bottle of wine.
and where is your favourite restaurant?
You know, I've got so many that I love to go and eat. I mean, it was my birthday, you know, on this whole time off. And it's a shame I didn't go to the actual restaurant I chose because I've never been there.
Which one did you choose?
I chose the Goring Hotel, the restaurant inside.
Okay.
And it looked like a fantastic menu. And I will go there, you know, when this is all over. But a couple of my favourites, you know, whether they're casual or fine dining, Scott's in Mayfair, absolutely brilliant, you know, seafood. Casual, you know, flesh and buns. I like the atmosphere, the one in Covent Garden. You know, brilliant. These are all just like my favourite foods, you know. It's like you go there for great atmosphere. You go for... That's what restaurant life is, you know. It's great atmosphere, great food.
Yeah. Fabulous. So when we open up again, what can we expect to see from you?
Well, when this is all over, it's about what I feel is right to do is menu design obviously needs to be spot on, seasonality. Getting ready for obviously Christmas as well, coming up very soon, you never know. But also, you know, building that team, building that positivity with everyone. You know, it's about, I work in a big company, D&D. So it's about everyone working together, looking for the future. I'm a very positive person. So it's all about, you know, just building these things up with the front of house, with the back of house. How can we introduce social distancing? It's about all this, you know, just keep it going to make sure that we are, people are not afraid, you know, to go out. Yeah. I'm not afraid to go out. I want to go out and eat. I want to go and sit in restaurants. You know, people are doing the right things. And I think what we're going to do is we're definitely just going to abide by all the rules that we need to do. And for me, it's all about then the food. Yeah. New menus, exciting food, and just keep it involving, you know.
Amazing. Well, we love your positivity. And thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure to chat to you today. And guys, if you wanted to follow Kim, she's on Instagram at K007Wood. And I'm at Posh Nosh Gal. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. Bye.